This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, so this has been making the rounds here. As you guys, I know, have seen, Draymond Green. Another little flailing elbow that he had no control over, apparently.
Oh, he backhanded the mess out of Naz Reid.
If you look at it, and that we all have, you know, multiple times, it's like he's like trying to pass, and then all of a sudden just goes whack, just throws his arm out. And who was it he hit?
Naz Reid.
Naz Reid. So this is my confession. Not once today, yesterday, ever, have I thought Draymond Green is being portrayed as he portrayed himself when he's trying to victimize himself as an angry black man. Not once. He's just a player who pushes the limits and often plays dirty. It's a cop-out. It's a poor excuse.
Look like the angry black man. I'm not an angry black man. I'm a very successful, educated black man with a great family. And I'm great at basketball. I'm great at what I do. The agenda to try to keep making me look like an angry black man is crazy. I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous.
What agenda? When has anybody... I mean, maybe there's some small pockets of people that have called him that. Have you ever thought of him as that?
I felt like he kind of used it in the wrong way.
Yes, because it's a cop-out.
No, usually when people say the angry black man, mm-hmm. is more like being in an interview setting or... You might come across as angry, like the tone of your voice or something like that. He never really came across like that. I never heard nobody say angry black man while playing a sport.
Yeah, and I mean, like, whatever he's trying to portray there, right? I don't even think anybody has ever viewed him as angry per se. Like, I don't think
just
that anybody.
Dirty.
I never seen like an interview or a post game something where he come across like angry.
Is this what he's doing now?
This is a level of delusion that I'm very uncomfortable with, because like it's one thing, and I'm very sympathetic, right, to like the ways in which narratives can form. Like we saw that here locally with Aziz Alshaair when it came to the Trevor Lawrence hit. Like there were narratives that were forming around that you had to go, hey, let's be careful with the way that we talk about this.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody looking at you and saying like you're doing that because you're angry. I don't think anybody pathologized him in that way. Yeah. No. Everybody's looking at you like you're shameless.
You're dirty.
Like you need to control yourself. And I guess maybe that is where you can get to the place where you can think possibly angry black. But no, that is just comport yourself with the level of respect for the game and for opponents. Like you are out here acting a damn fool, right? This isn't some level of like pathology, angry black man. This is, you are much better. And all the things he talked about being educated, about being very good at the sport of basketball, being very intelligent. I think the people that have the highest criticisms all willingly acknowledge those things.
Yes.
And those are the reasons why people are like, yo, you are above behaving in the way that you do.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm not even mad at Draymond no more. I'm mad at the league, and I'm mad at Steve Kerr, because it has gotten to a point where it's very clear that he's comfortable behaving like this. And at some point there should have been something in the power structure that says, no, this is not okay. And the NBA has seemed complicit in allowing this to happen by like calling like that foul that you talked about that led to this. That was called a technical.
Yeah.
That was a live ball foul that was called a technical. We've seen live ball fouls like that called a flagrant.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we've seen dead ball fouls called a flagrant or called a technical. And what is the reason why they've been called that? Whatever's convenient to help Draymond Green stay in these games.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't need to bend over backwards to help him continue to be this petulant child.
I get your point, and I haven't been angry at Draymond until this, because that's cheap. That's a low, you know, common denominator or excuse. It's a cop out. No, nobody here has called you that or thought that. You're just a dirty player.
Yeah, I never. What's wild is, like, off the court, I feel like he's a cool dude. Like,
yes.
If you listen to him talk, yeah, listen to his podcast, he's actually a cool dude. Like, I think
sometimes he out here acting. Sometimes he out here saying crazy.
Yeah, but like his reflection on the court,
yeah,
it seemed like it's kind of opposite in the media. Like, I could see him being in the media for a long time.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? It's like, I even understand the idea of being physical and maybe pushing the boundaries. We saw that with the Rockets team. We encouraged them in this series to like be physical, be aggressive, push the boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
What's funny is I think he could even still do that without half the stuff that he does. Like, you can lean on people. You can kind of play within. That's all gamesmanship.
Yeah.
What he does is beyond that. Like, kick at people,
yes,
slap at people. Like, it's disrespectful.
Don't go
is the
there,
part
man.
That he goes
just
to.
Just don't go there.
And I feel like it's also disrespectful to then come around and pretend like it is something else than it is. That's the part that
he got highlights full of dirty moves, man.
Yes, he does.
That's a shame itself, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I get to do the basketball thing that is not that, because I got a little heated there. I'm not going to lie. however, I think my confession is I have to walk back something that I have been pretty loud about, which is I don't like player comps. Because first and foremost, I can often rationalize the idea that I don't like player comps, but if they are done very carefully and in certain circumstances, I find them to be okay. However, this one came in from your guy, Nick Wright, on FS1. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about this whole subset of player comps that make me laugh that I really enjoy. And it is that this player is this player of that player. And he utilized that in talking about Jason Tatum.
Jason Tatum is the Kobe Bryant of Paul George's. Let it. Oh, they put a bar.
I gotta think
Jason
about that.
Jason Tatum is the Kobe. He's the best.
The best
Paul George I've seen. I know you hate it, but he wants to be Kobe. He's
a better than Paul
George. That's why he's the Kobe Bryant. He's the Kobe Bryant of Paul George's, and up to and including, I don't really trust you.
LeBron.
I am dunking on LeBron, and I don't trust you with the game on the line. Sorry, Gatorade commercial or not.
And damn it if I don't think that he nailed that on the head. I was like, hey, man, player comps, it's not fair. Yeah. And then he got that one out there, and I was like, damn, that is perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that is perfect. I often try and defend Jason Tatum, but also people getting out here that at any point that we're talking about him as possibly being the best player in the league. Oh, no. It's why he keeps sitting here at like fourth or fifth on these MVP voting. Like, he is very good. But yes, there are issues here, and Nick, I think that has shown up in the first couple of games of that series.
I think he nailed that one for sure.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I got to confess, man, I think I play too much, especially with my wife. We joke around.
What'd you do now?
We joke around a lot, especially at dinner, if we go out to eat and all that stuff. And we went out to eat yesterday, and whenever the waiter, you know, come to the table with the check, you know, how sometimes the waiter be like, "Are you together, separate?"
Yeah.
Try to see what's going on. And the first thing she said, "Well, I don't know this man." So we kind of laughed about it a little bit. We do that all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know her. Like, but we was clearly joking.
Right.
And then right after, I said this. I was like, all right. He came back with the check again and all that stuff. I was like, all right, you want me to drop you off on Bissonnette?
Wow.
You want me to drop you back off on Bissonnette?
Your queen?
Her mouth hit the ground.
That is crazy.
I was all out.
The whole restaurant heard that.
And here's the tough part about it, right?
Yeah.
We not nothing like all too special. I don't want to pretend like, you know, high and mighty or whatever, or like I have a huge impression of what we do here. Like, obviously, we do a job, and it's cool that we have people that enjoy it and rock with us on your days listening. However, Figgy, you were just talking earlier today about how you dapped up Calvin Murphy, and it seemed like he knew you, and you did not anticipate that.
Yeah.
Hey, there's people in that restaurant that heard that, and they were like, I know who that is.
That man's got a wife.
Wait, what is happening right now?
That man's got a wife.
Fig was out here on Bissonnette? Like, you can't be playing in public like that no more.
I know.
People know you.
Yeah, nah, we do that all the time. Even back in the day, whenever she'd be in the store and she getting groceries or something like that, and I used to play that game like, "Ooh, you stealing? And she'd be like, "Shut up.
You're stealing?"
Yeah. We do stuff all like that all the time. Sometimes whenever she picked me up from somewhere, if I ain't drive, she'd be like, "Hey, how you doing? I'm your Uber driver." We just play too much, man. I think we got to chill out, man.
I still stop here even though you have a 2 rating.
Or sometimes I joke around and try to get in the back seat. She's like, "Boy, get in the front seat."
Yeah. All right, you know, Figgy mentioned this yesterday about Stephen A. Smith was gonna be on CSI,
Law and Order.
I mean,
man.
Law and Order.
Hey, man,
I mean,
don't be disrespectful.
CSI not in the game no more.
I mean, Law and Order.
Are they still in the game?
I don't even know if they're doing like all the.
There's various ones.
Are the offshoots still? I don't even know if the offshoots are still going.
I don't know if they're original.
The original definitely not still going.
Yeah.
I don't think, because that was Las Vegas, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. CSI Miami came through.
They got Miami.
I don't think that's still going.
They had New Orleans, didn't they?
They had New Orleans.
Yeah.
I don't know. New York was going at one point.
I also get CSI and Criminal Minds mixed up a lot.
Yeah, well, I got it mixed up with Law and Order. Anyway, my confession is, you know how I know Stephen A. is actually really good at what he's doing?
He is really good.
At what he's doing. When, spoiler alert, cover your ears if you haven't seen the Law and Order episode.
John Lopez.
Even if he spoils it, I advise you to watch at least the clip.
Look for the clip.
I got sad when they capped his ass. I got sad. I was like, oh, no, they got Stephen A.
No, sir, they got Ted. What's his name? I forgot his last name.
Ted Hunter.
Well, here's a piece of it.
Jackson, come on in. We need to talk.
What's up, man?
You make $8 million a year, man, and you broke.
Hey, get out of here.
You can believe me today, or you can believe the bank when they come and take the keys to your house. You got to make changes, bro. And oh, by the way, I'm keeping my 5%. You ain't getting that back.
What's the problem?
You really just asked me that. Turn around. What does Jimmy do? How about Tommy? How about Marco?
I don't know, man. They just part of it.
How many people do you think you have on your payroll?
But 6.
11. But it's time to be real. You ain't LeBron. You ain't KD. You damn sure ain't Ant-Man. You a grinder, rotation player. You damn sure ain't large enough to be having some entourage. You got a big damn heart. But you just turned 30. If you're lucky, you got 3, maybe 4 years left.
He was cooking.
He was so good.
The thing I was telling Figgy, and I think this might come back up a little later, is, if anything, he overreacted by just a smidge.
But that's what he does in real life.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was like, if anything, he overreacted. But it was not that far off.
Yeah. You want to hear the overreaction to this? Because it's another part two to this.
Okay.
So you're saying you want me to fire some of my boys?
Here you go.
Come on, Ted. No, that ain't cool.
Here you go.
What are you about cool? I don't care about cool. I care about you. I care about your family, your kids, your future. That's what I'm thinking about. So guess what? Your agent ain't asking you to get rid of some of your boys. I'm asking you to get rid of all of them.
Yeah.
Every living one.
All of them.
That's not so easy. I grew up with them. When all of this was just a fantasy, I owe them. I owe them.
You want me to do it for you?
That's good.
He's good.
He's never going to be like an A-lister. If you tell me that Stephen A ends up being like a C-list actor, I can 100% see
for
it.
Sure.
Like I'd be there.
And by the way, he had that same suit from First Take on, by the way. He still had a little suit on, man.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he did not have a suit on when he got killed.
No,
he had a sweater.
And still had the AirPods in, too.
Yeah.
He was going for a run, and he had the AirPods in.
I don't even watch Law & Order, but I might go peep that one. But anyways, that's a little bit of a Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. And yes, Cam, I 100% thought the same thing. He brought out that Denzel. He did. Like you could tell he was trying to tap into it. And with more, I guess, like serious roles outside of like the soap space, I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Yeah, man.
You got to keep going with it, man.
I need it.
You got to keep going.
I do need it. He might get me back into procedurals just if he can. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Somebody said, who's better, Stephen A. or Jerry Jones? Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great question. Because Jerry killed Landman.
That was good.
He killed that. But the only thing about it is he basically cried, too. He was acting as himself.
Yeah.
Acting as yourself is a little bit, it's not easy though.
But he did cry.
But he did that really well. Stephen A was kind of himself, but not, I don't know, I'm going to have to take the break to think about it. Let's see if we can ask our friend, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo coming off of a victory in the Open Cup. We'll talk to Ben Olsen next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.